You're here to make a difference. It's our job to help you do that. Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast that helps you to build a thriving coaching company by becoming a thriving, impactful CEO. We do that through the Impact Formula methodology. And what this means is that you're going to be selling out your offers, scaling beyond one-on-one into group programs, and leveraging a team so that you can exponentially increase your income and slash your work week. It's time to experience the true income, impact, and freedom you deserve. Now, what happens when we need to communicate a boundary with another person? So in this section, I'm going to talk about two very specific strategies that you can utilize to communicate the boundary with somebody else. Okay. So if somebody is asking you to do something, the first thing to do is to consider yourself in that. Think about, okay, what would that require of me? Would I be able to physically do that? Would I be able to, you know, do all of the things in, required for me to say yes to this? And would that sacrifice time with my business? Would that sacrifice my other goals or time for myself? If it does, then you get to weigh the pros and cons of that and say no. And sometimes you may need a little bit of space between the ask and the answer. And I found, especially when I was starting with working on these boundaries, I really oftentimes just needed to say, I'll check my calendar so that I could give myself the space, because I didn't tend to think of myself first. I tended to want to say yes and then really regret it later. And so in the beginning, it required me to basically give myself that space by saying, I need to check my calendar and I'll get back to you. That gave me enough space to then go through this process and really consider how much this is going to require of me and if I really have the bandwidth to do this. Okay. So that's, then you just simply say no. Okay. And it's important that your no is just no. Can you, you know, speak at such and such thing? No, I can't. Okay. And the reason for that is because what I have found is that if you give a reason, so at one point I was in a coaching training that said that if you say the word because, people are more likely to comply and be in agreement with you or whatever. I always thought that was what the literature was supporting based on some different studies in how to win friends and influence people. And what I realized that is in this situation, if you're trying to say no and you say a because, what tends to happen is that people will start trying to remove all of your becauses and trying to basically sell you into doing it. And so a simple just like no works much better in order to hold the boundary. Okay. Now, another way that you can do this is if it is someone that a little bit better, maybe this is a boundary you're going to set with your husband, or this is a boundary that you're going to set with one of your children. I like to use nonviolent communication scripts, and here is a breakdown of what the script would be. So I feel blank when blank, and I need you to blank. Okay. The key here is that your blanks are extremely specific. So instead of saying, I feel really like instead of saying something really vague, which I hope I can do this on the spot, but I feel really angry when I'm supposed to be recording a video and you're supposed to be helping me watch the children so I can record my video, and the kids just barge through the room because they've gotten loose or whatever. And I need you to make sure that when you're in charge of watching the kids while I'm recording a video, that you help me to make sure they don't come into the room. Okay. So let's say that's the example. Okay.
See how specific that is. It's, there's no blame. There's not like, when you're watching the kids, I can't get, they're always barging in, right? And it would be even better if we were even more specific. So yesterday I felt frustrated when I was recording my video and Tommy walked into the door and I wasn't able to record a video, blah, 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 blah. I need you to make sure Tommy doesn't get loose and start banging on the door. And maybe you tried the physical boundary and you like locked the door already. And Tommy is just banging on the door, which still doesn't allow you to record the video. Like maybe you've tried several things, but really communicating that extremely clearly in terms of feelings and needs is going to be the key. And giving the person tools to meet those needs. I know Tommy can blah, 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 but he really gets engaged when you do this. So could we try doing this? Or could we try doing a walk outside during the video recording time? Give them actual tangible things that they can do to meet the need. And that's going to be really helpful in you having that need met for working on the project task, et cetera, very specifically. Now, there are some boundary violations, which the communication needs to be with yourself. And that those are the self boundary violations where you say, okay, I am going to set an alarm for when I'm done with this task or project. And when the alarm rings, I am going to stop this task and project and move on to the next one. Okay. So in those scenarios, you have to manage your brain and really work on what are my thoughts around this. And we have an entire section of Impact Driven Coach School, which talks about brain management and how to make sure you're thinking on purpose and really working through those like transition times and how to like really move forward when you're trying to be productive during the day of your workday. And lastly, another one that you would want to have with yourself, and this is something that like absolutely changed my life, and I'm not being dramatic on this one, but if someone violates a boundary, you create a rule for yourself that you will no longer tolerate that and you leave that relationship, that situation, whatever it may be. So if, let's say, your boss has given you this 4 p.m. situation and you've communicated and negotiated with them and you said, listen, I have to pick up my kids by 5. I cannot do this. If you give me another 2-3 days, I may be able to help you with that. But in the future, I need you to understand that this is not something that I'm able to do. And let's say they keep crossing that boundary over and over again. And then of course, like more conflict ensues in these situations, right? Because you're like, oh my gosh, am I not going to get the promotion? Like a lot more stuff usually tends to happen when somebody keeps crossing that boundary violation after you've clearly communicated everything. So if that's the case, you need to create a self boundary where you say, if this happens again, I've communicated what I need. I have communicated with this specific person about this specific type of boundary violation several times. And at this point, you need to have a boundary for yourself to meet your own need. So it could be leaving the job that keeps demanding this from you. It could be, okay, like, I no longer can work inside my home. Like I need to rent a podcasting room so that I'm physically somewhere else. You need to find something that's within your control to get your need met of working on your business. And it can be a little bit more drastic at that point because you've already communicated, you've already done all of these other strategies that we've talked about. Okay. That is what I have for today. I hope you found this helpful because I feel like this has been like an entire training on boundaries. If you want to learn the strategy behind like how to grow a 100K coaching business, selling high ticket, even if you feel like you suck on social media, or you're not like super one of the cool kids, or you're struggling like with how to get clients, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/training will help you there. So I will see you in the next one. Have an amazing day, impactful one.
Get daily mindset strategy and support to grow your business for free. Join our community, the Coaching for Impact community on Facebook. Just go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/community to join.